This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Why don't we just stay in and veg out tonight? For all of you who just said, yeah, why not? Spare a thought for the profits of companies that depend on us going out. We have a report now from Britain where a midweek night out to a club or a bar used to be a thing for college students, among others, but sticky floors and pricey drinks seem to be losing their attraction. The UK's biggest operator of nightclubs says it's the weeknight business that's dwindling. Here's the BBC's Will Chalk.
It's a Wednesday night in Oxford, home to one of 35 nightclubs owned by Northern Europe's largest nightlife company, Recom. It's around 10:30. It's cold, a little bit rainy and quiet. Grace Soden, Ben Wrighton and Ruby Belcher have been to dinner and then the pub, but there's no clubs on the cards.
How often are you guys going out midweek?
No, just weekends, really. Well, it's just busiest then, I guess. Yeah.
17 of Recom UK's clubs across the UK are closing down, though Oxford's Attic will stay open. But almost 200 miles away in the north of England, Prism in Leeds hasn't been as lucky. It's shut down, despite the city having one of the biggest student populations in the country. These students say clubbing isn't top of their social plans.
During first year, I went quite a lot, but less so now. It's just too expensive.
Don't like the queuing outside, and sometimes the entry fee is a little bit extortionate.
Peter Marks, CEO of Recom UK, says that's hit them hard.
The early week in particular has been a problem. Obviously, people still like coming out. If money is tight, are coming out later. So they're arriving at our doors later and they're spending less.
As well as losing midweek customers, Recom says rising energy costs and minimum wage increases have hit its cash flow. Mike Kill from the Nighttime Industry Association says lots of businesses are struggling.
For the last 4 years, we've really set people up to stay at home, communicate with their families, entertain themselves. What's happened now is the inflationary pressures have actually said to them, you know, I can't afford to go out as often, but I can do everything I need to do at home.
Gen Z are also more health conscious. They drink, on average, 20% less than millennials, according to analysis by World Finance magazine. But Scandinavian-based Recom says its venues in Denmark, Norway and Finland won't be shutting.
Evening, sir. Can I see your ID? Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Just over the road from Attic in Oxford is a bar called Thirst. It specialises in flair bartending, where making the drinks is part of the entertainment for the guests. Think Tom Cruise in the movie Cocktail.
Refreshing, huh?
Oh, that's good.
I know.
Yaz Hunter is operations manager there. He says young people want more of an experience than just drinks.
There was a programme called Cheers way back when, where everybody knows your name. But really, with my bars, I really want to replicate that warm, welcome feel of Cheers.
Many other British clubs and bars are also trying to diversify to attract young people. But as Gen Z are drinking less and have less money to spend, the competition is fierce. In the UK, I'm the BBC's Will Chalk for Marketplace.